Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is July 27th, 2015, and you're listening live with The Healing Soul and an amazing brand new host to our network, Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson. Mary Beth is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, and an intuitive. She enjoys giving readings and teaching classes, lectures, and seminars in both Michigan and abroad. Her show will explore many different topics, including working with your angels, your intuition, and more. I know she has a fabulous first show planned for you guys today, so without further ado, I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Courtney. And welcome everyone to The Healing Soul. My name is Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson, and I'm excited today to talk to you about opening up your third eye and increasing your intuition. I know some of you are saying, oh, I don't feel that I am intuitive, but we really do all have that sixth sense. We just need to realize it and develop it, and it's very possible for everyone to do that. So you ask yourself, you know, what exactly is intuition? Well, for me, I consider intuition that inner voice that speaks to you in any situation or any time in life. For example, like the first time that you meet someone and you get that gut feeling that you instantly dislike them, or you feel like they're your best friend and you've known them before. It's that intuitive just knowingness that's inside of you. I call it that gut feeling. Even in a situation like on a job interview, if you go, and even if it sounds good and your gut's saying, you know, something's wrong with this situation, always go with that feeling because it's your inner voice trying to guide you, your soul, on the path that you're supposed to be taking. It's that internal knowing that we really need to learn how to listen to and just to slow down and pay attention to it. And, you know, some people try to reason it away and then later say, oh, I wish I would have listened to my intuition and that inner voice because it was right and this wouldn't have happened. So, you know, the more that you practice getting in tune with your intuition, the better it will lead and guide your life. So what I believe is our intuition is not only our sixth sense, but I feel like it's our soul's knowledge trying to talk to us in this lifetime. I believe our souls have lived and reincarnated in many different lifetimes and many different bodies, and that our soul retains all that knowledge. We just need to learn to tap into it and to believe the messages that come through. Because there's the universal wisdom is available for all of us to tap into. And meditation is a great way to tap into it because it's the first technique to open up your intuition that I'm going to talk about today. So, you know, letting go of the fear and life, our soul is eternal. We're energy that's never destroyed, and we're infinite. So once we realize that, it's really kind of empowering that there really is nothing to fear in this life. Nothing can truly hurt our soul. We're just in this body for a short period of time. So once again, there are many techniques to open up your third eye and to awaken your intuition and your soul. And I love meditation because there's so many benefits. So meditation opens us up to receive messages. And it also quiets our mind, be able to listen to our soul and our soul self. That's who we really are. The part of you that's eternally you, your soul self is your spirit. And it's communicating knowledge throughout your day. It's just we're so busy and go, go, go that, you know, we might hear it briefly once in a while. But if you really dedicate yourself to meditating, even 10, 15 minutes a day, it can really make a profound change on your focus in your life and obtaining your goals and relaxing on what's most important in your life. It really gives you focus. So Meditate, slow down, and listen to the messages that you get. Let go of all the fear. And I always, when I start my meditation, I always like to exhale, and I envision the stress completely leaving my body when I'm exhaling. And then when I inhale, I'm breathing in peace and serenity and good health. So the universal guidance is there for you. And meditation is a great way to realize that there really is a limitless potential for you in this life and in the next. Nothing can hurt your soul, so there's no need to fear anything anymore. And I really believe that miracles can happen every day that we believe. We are the I Am, the universal truth. We are part of that whole, which is really empowering. As a soul to realize that. Listening to your intuition will allow the messages to come through to you, and it really enlightens you spiritually and just gives you a lighter, higher vibration about you. People, you know, definitely will notice a difference about you once you start to get in tune with your core self, who you really are. You'll be more self-accepting of yourself. You'll really start to trust that inner voice and follow it, and things will turn out well when you do, and you'll be like, wow, I'm really glad that I stopped, slowed down, and took the time to meditate to listen. And it really does make a profound difference on your life, that quiet time that sounds so simple, but it's just really so profound. Again, I say meditate 10, 15 minutes. If you're a beginner, you can start at 5 and build up to 10 minutes. But I really feel everybody can do 10 to 15 minutes a day. This will give you time to communicate with your soul and your soul's path and what you really need to focus on in your life. And just give yourself self-acceptance and self-love. And you want the best for your life through meditation. It's really a great guide for you. You can talk to your spirit guides in meditation. You can talk to people that have crossed over in meditation. Ask for messages from them, or even ask. I still ask for help from my mom and dad who have crossed over. You know, my dad died when I was 14 and my mom when I was 30 in meditation. If I'm having a problem, I'll say, you know, mom, what do you think about this? And then at the end of the meditation, I ask for the message to come from her, and then I journal it. So universal knowledge is available to you through listening and trusting what you receive in your messages. And abundant knowledge can spontaneously be known, which I know that sounds far out there, but it is so true. I mean, all of this knowledge is stored in the universe for years and years and years, and we are all a vibration, and we can all tap into that energy, and it's there for us, and meditation is definitely a strong way to do that. And what I say to my clients, I get in tune with their spirit guides, and I use my intuition, and I trust it. So I always say to my clients, I give you what I get, so you get what you need. And I always ask for my client's highest good and the highest message that they really need to hear in their life today to help them. I relay all the messages that I get exactly as I get them because I trust the message. No matter how silly the message you receive is, it'll eventually make sense to you and make your life better. So, I mean, sometimes some really strange things can come through and it might not make sense to you, and you're like, oh, that can't be right. Write it down anyways in your journal after you meditate, because 2 weeks down the road, when you're looking through your journal, you might laugh and say, that makes complete sense now. A lot of times, you know, spirit will tell you the future, and it hasn't happened yet, so it doesn't make complete sense to you. That's why it's so important to date and journal your meditations and then look back on them. And you can use it for guidance, too. And, you know, once you start to meditate, you need to select a mantra for your meditation. And what a mantra is, it's simply a word or a sound that allows you to settle your mind and be open to receiving messages. My personal mantra that I use and I feel comfortable with that gets me in the zone to quiet my mind and stop thinking about the million things that I need to do that day. What I say before I start my meditation is, I open my heart, I open my mind, and I open my soul to receiving messages. And I find that 15 minutes of meditation is really good for me. And I sit in a comfortable chair, and I breathe in peace and serenity. And I exhale stress, and I feel it leaving my body. And I do this 3 times, 3 deep breaths, and 3 exhales powerfully to get you in that meditation mode. I light a candle before I start, and I always say, only those from the white light in the highest good can come to me. And I put the white light of protection all around me, and then I say my mantra, and I begin. And at the end, I ask for my message of the day, and I say thank you. And then I journal my message and blow out the candle. And I always, you know, I firmly believe in asking for help from your angels too. So at the end of my meditation, I ask all my angels and all of my archangels to help me in everything that I do. And I thank them for their help, because I know that once you call upon them, that they are just waiting to help you, which is really beautiful. And the benefits of meditation, once again, like I said, when I started to meditate is when I increased my intuition, my third eye popped wide open. I gained insight, eventually transcendence, peace, wholeness, relaxation, awakening, enlightenment, improved wellness and oneness, increased self-worth. And that's just to mention a few. There's so many more. I could go on forever about the benefits of meditation. And enlightenment, that's a process that's unique for everybody. And everybody has their own journey that they're on. But it's almost like you step aside from yourself and watch, you know, what your goals and your visions in life are. And you become the watcher of your life, so to speak. And you kind of watch your emotions and your reactions. And if you don't like what you see and how you're reacting, and if you get all stressed out over certain people, you can control your emotions and how you react. And instead of reacting, just take a deep breath and breathe in the peace and serenity and exhale the stress. And it kind of gives you emotional control over your reaction and can really change your relationships and situations. So enlightenment are thoughts that you identify with, examining who you really are at the core. It's kind of like a self-reflection on how you act and who you are, evaluating your consciousness, being aware of more than just your physical body. You know, we try to work out, which is good to have a healthy body, but it's just as important to be emotionally well and to react and live in a peaceful manner. A realization of your higher self makes you be able to change maybe negative patterns that you've had for lifetimes that are really self-destructive, and you can offer them up and let them go and be conscious of focusing on the behavior that you want and move toward your enlightenment. And it really can be eye-opening, and it definitely pops your third eye wide open, that your intuition will be on high radar, that you know what's right for you, you know what people are right for you, and it really gets you in tune vibrationally. And as time goes on, you know, when you start to meditate, you might instantly, you know, want messages and to know who your guides are. And that might not happen on day one, and it may not happen on day 31. But if you keep at it, it will give you a sense of peace and calm, and eventually you will move on your path to increasing your intuition and working toward enlightenment. And everybody's journey is a little bit different, and we all have different intuitive abilities that we're stronger at, too, and I'll get into that in a little bit. but meditate on receiving the answers that you need to hear. So if you're having, you know, questions about your job or your family or a boyfriend or a spouse, you can literally, before you start your meditation, you know, either out loud or mentally say, you know, I'd really like some guidance on this situation. And then try to focus on it before you start your meditation. And then kind of let it go once you get in the meditation. And then at the end, you can ask, you know, for a message to the situation. And journal that first funked thought that comes to your mind. I call it a knowingness, that it's not really your thought, but yet it's there. So that's why I like to journal, because some really good things come through, and in your busy day, you might forget it if you don't write it down. So, I mean, just a spiral notebook works fine with a date, and then just write the message down that you get. And if you only get one word or one thought, just put that down. And it'll get stronger and stronger as you go. When I really got into meditation was when I was laid off from my job. I started meditating, and I did it probably for about 2 months before I really started to get strong messages. But it just made me feel more relaxed, and it was a great way to start my day in the morning, and it was quiet before anybody else got up. And, you know, after about 2 months, it's when the messages and everything started to become clear for me. It's like my third eye completely popped open, to the point where I would be talking to a friend on the phone, and like a personal situation that they were going through with their husband, I would give them spirit guidance on what I received while I was talking to them, not even consciously realizing that I was giving them a intuitive reading on the spot, even though they hadn't asked for it. But that's what happens when you really get in tune with that inner voice and raise your vibration. So they would be like, well, you know, how'd you know that? But thanks for giving me the message. But after a while, they would refer their friends to call me, and that's how I got basically on the path to being an intuitive and to learning about Reiki and becoming a Reiki master and writing the books that I've written, because it just opened up a whole new way of life to me, which is pretty amazing. And it's really amazing because we all have this intuition, and you can all get guidance for your life and know what to do in your future and know what your soul's path should be. So you're totally capable of doing this. It just takes a little bit of discipline and practice. And like I said before, we all have different abilities and different intuitive strengths, just like in life. You know, some people are better at soccer. Some people are better at tennis. Some people aren't good at sports, but they're a better writer, or different abilities in different areas. It's the same with your intuition. So there's, we call them clair senses, and some are stronger for you than others. And there's psychic abilities that correspond with your five hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, and your sixth sense of knowing. My strongest clair is claircognizance. The clairs flood the body with mental impressions. You get thoughts or feelings, or like a visual image will flash in your mind. Some people can hear sounds. They'll taste something, or your smell. You'll smell perfume or cigarette, even though you know there's nobody in the room that's smoking, you still smell it. So it's from the supernatural. So there's clairvoyance, which means clear seeing. Clear seeing is when you get visions of the past that you can relay for yourself or for others, or your present situation you get a clear picture of, or you get a future flash real quick through the mind's eye or third eye, kind of like a vision picture. Clear audience means clear hearing. This is when we hear words or sounds or music. This is more rare. I mean, it's really hard for spirit to produce sound, but it does happen. And sometimes you hear a knock. You can have, you know, if your spirit's here, you'll hear them knock and you know nobody's at the door, but you know you heard it. And other things you hear real quick, that's clear audience. So you literally hear from the spirit in the supernatural. Clear sentience means clear feeling. It's like that all over feeling that you get, that a spirit's with you, that chill that you feel, the goosebumps that they're there with you. Consciously being aware that there's a spirit in the room and knowing who it is, that strong gut feeling, and then the positive or negative feeling about it, and knowing what spirit and who it is. That is clear sentience, clear feeling. Clear allegiance means clear smelling. This being able to smell like the cigarette smoke that I spoke of. If you have like a crossed over loved one that comes to visit you that was a smoker, even if you're not a smoker, you smell the cigarette and you're like, oh, you know that's your dad visiting if he was a smoker or an aunt. But you just know who it is. But you literally can smell their perfume or the cigarette, if they were a cigarette smoker. That's clear smelling. Clear gustiness, so you can get a bitter taste in your mouth or taste coffee. And then you know what spirit is trying to get through to you by the clear tasting. Clear cognizance means clear knowing. This is when we have knowledge of people or events that we don't really know how we know, but we just know. And like I said, that's my strongest clear. It's just that knowingness that comes about you, that intrinsic knowledge that is just there and you don't know how you know it, but you know it. So those are just the many different senses that people have, and some are stronger than others. And as you do this and as you meditate and as you go through the different techniques, you really realize what's your strongest. You might have three or four, but like the claircognizance for me is the strongest. So you'll get to know your abilities. Like I said, it took me probably 2 months of really dedicating and meditating, you know, on meditation and reading books and all of this before it came really strongly through for me. Courtney, do you have any questions? I guess she doesn't right now. My soul self was awakened in tapping into the guide consciousness or universal knowledge. Awakening and enlightenment are journeys to be taken at one's own pace. A slow and peaceful transformation will take place. And awakening is to have consciousness and to be awake. Enlightenment is to be free from fear and suffering and to be free of ignorance. Developing your spiritual self, learning to listen to your soul self, will lead to spiritual growth. You will have a knowing about your life and what your soul's path is in this life. Spiritual growth leads to awakening of your consciousness, as enlightenment sets us free to our physical body as the only reality. A soul self-realization that there is so much more available to us than this world. So some more intuitive techniques. Journal your dreams and your meditations. Reading books on spirituality, taking Reiki classes, meeting with a mentor, learning to forgive, especially people that have hurt us, and to forgive ourselves. Letting go of the past, living in the now moment to the fullest, never doubting yourself, forgiving yourself of any wrongdoing, and no more what ifs about the future. Giving all of your talents for the greatest good, and listening to my inner voice or your gut feeling. Trusting messages that just pop into your head. Developing your intuition by just paying attention to how you feel. And knowing that angelic help is always there for you and that you're never alone. Talking to your angels every day, both mentally and verbally. And asking your guardian angel for help daily. Praying to God to guide you and to give you a peace and a knowing about your life. Having gratitude for everything in your life. Saying daily affirmations and being positive. And watching your thoughts and trying to stay positive in everything that you do. Continually setting goals for yourself, continue to grow. And if you do all of these things, it will definitely increase your intuition. And when I got on this path, I would read, 10 books a day on spirituality and psychic abilities. And it's just the more you read and the more classes you take, the more in tune with your intuition that you will get.
Mary Beth?
Yes?
You can hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can. Do you have any questions?
actually, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty today in the studio. For some reason, I cannot unmute myself.
Oh, no.
You're talking about meditation. I know that a lot of people out there struggle with it. Can you give any tools or maybe steps in how to meditate? How to get yourself into that process?
Well, for me, I was totally type A. And, I started this 8 years ago when I got laid off, and I was always run, and always would do 2 and 3 things. So beat yourself up if you could only do 5 minutes. Don't make yourself sit there for 15 to start if you aren't focused and you're thinking about what you need to do. Just, like I said, to breathe in and exhale the stress and breathe in peace and serenity. And even if you only do 5 minutes and you're too jittery, let yourself do 5 minutes and just gradually increase it. And it's just like anything else with repetition, you get more comfortable with it. And the longer you do it, and you realize it's relaxing for you, you'll want to do it. So it just is practice and patience.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I'm sure our listeners are curious about, you were talking about the clairs and intuition. I know a lot of people out there are trying to work with their intuition right now, but they're scared. They're scared of what they're getting, or they're scared of what they're hearing. What would you recommend to deal with that, how to overcome that fear?
Well, if you realize that really nothing can hurt your soul or your spirit because we're eternal, even after death, we go on and on. So if you get a message about your future and you're becoming intuitive that you don't like, we have free will. And when I talked about, becoming enlightened and moving toward enlightenment, and if you see, as you become more aware of your behavior and you see something that you don't like about yourself in your life, don't beat yourself up about it, but you can change your behavior at any time, and you can change your future at any time, because we all have free will. So it's really empowering if you look at it that way. And it's nice when you get the messages, even if some of them are scary, because it's almost like getting a heads up, about say you have a business meeting that you're nervous about that's coming up, and your intuition tells you, well, this person's going to give you a hard time at the meeting. Well, that might freak you out when you get the message and upset you, but really what it's doing is preparing you, because you can control your emotions and how you react to it even before it happens. So it's really empowering. And if you look at your intuition, even the good and bad messages as empowering, and that you do have free will, it really empowers you.
Well, my last question was, you were talking about different intuitions with the consciousness and so forth and so on. I know a lot of people out there use different tools as far as cards and oracle cards and so forth and so on. Can you talk a little bit about tools?
Sure. What I like to do is go to, there's several different bookstores or supernatural stores. Like in Ann Arbor, there's Crazy Wisdom. In Plymouth, there's Earth Lore. I mean, you can look up bookstores, and even Barnes & Noble now has a big section in Novi. I think it's Barnes & Noble in Novi, where you can go to that section. And what I tell people is, let the cards pick you. It's something that your eye is drawn to that you want to pick up, and you're drawn to it, just like a book. You know how you go and you look at the books and you're drawn to one cover versus another? It's kind of like you're meant to have that. I feel like if you go and get angel cards or oracle cards or tarot cards, it should be like that first one that you're drawn to. I feel like the cards are picking you, if that makes sense. And you can use pendulums. There's so many different tools, and there's no wrong tool for you. It's whatever feels right, and it's that first thing that you're drawn to is what you should get. You know, I don't just go by the popular, what's most popular or who's the biggest name. My angel cards, you know, very obscure, and it was just what I was drawn to. So yeah, there's so many different tools, and it's just growing. Like I said, even the regular bookstores now, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen all the selection, but now there's more and more people are opening up to spirituality and to increasing and realizing that they are so much more than their physical body, and that their intuition is there that they can develop just like anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
So you personally, do you cards, or what were you drawn to when you developed your intuition?
I actually started with cards, with tarot cards.
Okay.
I've always been drawn to tarot. It was kind of strange. I actually picked up my first deck when I was 16. But I did not go the traditional route, which was, for anybody who knows anything about tarot cards, Rider-Waite is, you know, one of the oldest decks. It's kind of like that starter deck. And I did not do Rider-Waite at all. Actually, I did not like Rider-Waite at all either.
Okay.
So I actually went a different route with what I chose. But yeah, tarot cards, that was where I was drawn first.
And I actually, ironically, when I decided that I was going to do this, because, you know, I have a business background, and meditation is what calmed me down and got me to relax and got me so interested in developing my intuition. But I actually went to someone for a reading, and I read them, and she realized that I was reading her, and she's like, "Do you realize you just gave me a reading?" And I laughed, and I'm like, "I don't know why I did that, but it just came through." And she's like, "It was accurate what I told her." So she's like, "You know, if you ever want to learn how to do this, I'll mentor you." And I thought, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then ironically, 6 months later, I decided to, I wrote her a note and I mailed it old fashioned way, because this woman was in her 70s and she wasn't on the internet. So I wrote her a note and I didn't hear from her right away. And I thought, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be, and I'm not going to end up, you know, mentoring with her. And I was meditating like 6 months later. And at the end of the meditation, I thought, she's going to call me. And I thought, well, that's crazy. I haven't heard from her in a long time. And I wrote that note a long time ago. And lo and behold, she called me that day, and the note had fallen behind a bookcase, and she moved her furniture around. And so what I say is, everybody's path is different, and maybe you want it to happen right this very minute, you know, or this week. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen, and just accept that and to go with it, and just keep, you know, keep reading and keep practicing. And when that third eye is supposed to pop open, it will, and trust it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you had a similar experience when you first started. It's like, you know, when it's time, and it just flows.
Yeah, my experience was a little bit different. I interestingly enough did go for a reading as well, and was told that it was something that I was going to be doing and so forth and so on. And I was actually told that I was going to be working at that store at that location, and I just kind of laughed it off. I wasn't ready for it, and I walked out the door, and my boyfriend at the time turned me around and forced me back into the door and was like, fill out the application, and I didn't hear anything. You know, I didn't hear anything for a while, and 3 months later, I was actually in a meeting, and they called me and asked me to come in for an interview, and I went in and I interviewed, and I was hired on spot that day. So, I agree. Spirit will kind of lead you when it's the time, when you're ready for it.
And then, I mean, sometimes, too, you get exasperated, and you're like, oh, this just isn't, you know, I'm not getting anything. It's been a week. And then if you don't give up and you keep going, it's like all of a sudden it's like you've turned a corner and everything starts to make sense and the flow, and you get all kinds of good information. It's almost like Spirit wants you to really trust and to know that you have free will and that your actions in life are so important, and your focus and the follow through. And that we do have free will to change everything and really to take personal responsibility for your life and what you want. And that there is guidance there for you to know what you should be doing. Because I really believe that there's no chance happenings. I think these are all synchronicities that happen when they're supposed to, just as they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked a little bit about you having a business background. How did you find a way to incorporate this in your day-to-day life as far as mixing? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that know that they have an intuition and they're trying to work with it, but they work, you know, I don't want to say normal jobs, but they work, you know, in the medical field or business or health or education, and maybe they don't know how to incorporate this into that necessary, you know, that job or that world. How did you do that? How did you incorporate both?
Well, ironically, I was a manager for a professional, and I also had another business background. And now it's starting to catch up slowly but surely. The health professionals are realizing, and they've done clinical studies in journals, in the medical journals, that Reiki, spiritual healing, does make a profound difference on the physical body. So science and metaphysics are starting to catch up with each other. I believe now that the intuitiveness and the spirituality has never been more acceptance in the world ever before as there is right now. I believe a shift started to happen a couple years ago, and I think that more and more hospitals and businesses will be open to this and realize that it's a normal part of life.
I agree.
You know, I really do, and I feel it, and I really am surprised at, you know, different professionals that I've known for years that they run into me and they think, how cool is it what I'm doing now? And they're not really surprised. And I was like, I expected them to be shocked, and they're not. So it's almost like everybody does have that intuition and that knowingness, but they don't like say it out loud and acknowledge it. So some of the people that you wouldn't think would be accepting of this really are. And I mean, if you don't want to make it public at work, which you don't have to, it's your private life, you don't have to. But in my life, I came to a point where I was giving Reiki classes, I was giving Reiki therapy, I was giving readings, and it's who I am. So either you accept me as I am, or you don't, but it's not me not accepting you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I send everyone good intentions and positive affirmations, but this is who I am. And as part of the intuitive and enlightening journey is to have self-acceptance and self-love and to give of your talents that you have, no matter what anyone else thinks. Because not being aloof or anything, but it really doesn't matter. Your acceptance or approval of me doesn't matter who I am, because my soul knows who I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of your many talents, would you like to take a little bit of a short break and do some announcements?
Sure, you can do announcements now, and then we'll get back and talk some more techniques on opening your intuition.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody so much for listening today. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening live with The Healing Soul with Mary Beth Rombeck Nelson. Mary Beth has a Reiki 1 certification class on Saturday, September 26th. And that's coming up. The time is noon. And if you would like to pre-register for that class, you can call 734-560-0355. And that number again is 734-560-0355. Mary Beth is the author of 4 books, and they are all available on Amazon. They are also available on Kindle if you're a Kindle lover. You can also venture to bodymindspiritradio.com and click on The Healing Soul underneath the show tab, where you can also find out more information about her books. And there's also a link available on that page to take you directly to her Amazon page. Her books are amazing. I personally have read one of them, so definitely check them out. Mary Beth will also be at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore giving readings and Reiki on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays of the month from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Or you can give her a call at any time and actually schedule your own personal reading. If you would like to contact her personally or find out more information, please visit her website at www.spiritualintuitivemb.com or email at marybeth@spiritualintuitivemb.com. And that website again is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com. You can also connect to her by phone by going to 734-560-0355. And I know if any of you guys are writing down the website MB as in male and boy, just in case anybody's writing down an N on accident. And now I give you back to your host, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Courtney. I just want to share a quote that I absolutely love. And this is a quote by James Allen. "The spirit of man is inseparable from the infinite and can be satisfied with nothing less than the infinite." Just realizing that we're eternal and that we're here in this life to learn our soul's lessons and to grow and keep expanding from it. And on my journey, one of the cool experiences that I had, and you'll have many, I had gotten a shamrock tattoo with an Irish flag in it in memory of my mom. My mom died when I was 30, and she was proud to have heritage. Our fourth great grandmother came from Kilkenny, Ireland. So I got the shamrock and the Irish flag to remember my mom. And my mom wasn't particularly a fan of tattoos. So I was actually surprised. That night I got the tattoo, I sat down to eat a salad, and I swear, right on top was a shamrock. And I was like, oh, I immediately thought, this is from Mom. Mom saying, hey, I know you got a shamrock tattoo today. So I took it as that she was, you know, happy that I remembered her and her Irish heritage. And I still have that shamrock. I put it in my Bible and saved it. And I just think it's so cool that our crossed over loved ones can be with us and give us little, you know, well, that was a big clue, but that they're around and they know that what we're doing in our life. And just know that our soul lives forever and it never dies. And if you do have a loved one that's getting ready to cross over, just know that they're not leaving you forever and that you will be with them again. Our souls, you know, once we pass through the body, have joy and you're with the white light and it's all encompassing love. And just know that you will be with them again and that there's no more pain and there's peace when we do cross over. And I just want to briefly talk about the chakras, because if you have your chakras are balanced, it really does make you more intuitive and it makes you more open and on a higher vibration to receiving messages from your guides and from your angels and your intuition. So a chakra is a spinning wheel within the body that connects us to the universal energy and puts life force into our body, mind, and soul. And our aura is a reflection of the spinning electric magnet around the body. And it's affected by our emotions, our health, and our well-being. So if you know anyone that can see auras, the colors change as to what's going on with our spiritual, emotional, and physical self. But I just want to real quick, you know, I'm going to focus on the main seven chakras. And that's what I, when I do a Reiki healing, that's what I focus on too, is the main seven energy centers in our body. We've got our crown chakra on top of our head, which deals with our spirituality and enlightenment. We've got our third eye, our brow chakra, which is what I've been talking about, increasing and opening our intuition and opening that third eye up. We've got our throat chakra, which gives us the ability to communicate clearly. We've got our heart chakra, which allows us to give and receive love of ourselves and others. We have our solar plexus, or our navel chakra, and it allows the energy flow from the lower to the higher chakras. And it's also that gut feeling that we get about situations, that just intuitive knowingness that is either it's right or it's wrong for us. Next, we have our sacral chakra, and that deals with our desire, our creativity, sexuality. And then we have our root chakra, which is our physical needs, and it's our grounding chakra. And, you know, like I said, when I do a Reiki, I balance all of the chakras, and you can do this yourself and physically, you know, send healing love to your chakras and balance yourself. In meditation, you can do this. And even there's like chakra clearing CDs that you can get and listen to. So the root chakra is at the base of our spine in the color red. And it's our physical body. And the glands are the gonads. And it deals with our survival. Next, we have the sacral chakra. And the color associated with this is orange. Dealing with our emotional body in our lymphatic system, and that deals with our feelings. And then next we have our solar plexus chakra. The color associated with this is yellow, dealing with our mental body, our adrenal and splenic glands, and it also deals with our own personal power. Then we have our heart chakra, and the color associated with it is green, dealing with our astral body, in our thymus gland, and it's giving and receiving love through our heart chakra. Next, we have our throat chakra, the color blue, dealing with our etheric body in the thyroid gland, and it gives us clear communication. We have next our brow chakra, which is our third eye. The color associated with it is purple, dealing with our celestial body in our pineal gland. And it also deals with opening up our intuition, opening up our third eye. Our crown chakra, the color associated with it is white, but I also see gold. Why I say white and gold? Dealing with our etheric body, and the gland is the pituitary gland, and it also deals with our spirituality and our highest self. So our chakra system, like I said, is just a great way to feel balanced, and you can get a Reiki treatment, or you can meditate on it, or listen to CDs, but it just makes you feel more in tuned and more balanced. And we have seven bodies, just like I just went through with our seven main chakras. We have our physical body. This is our body that feels the pleasure and the pain. Then we have our emotional body, where our emotions are felt and processed. Next, we have our mental body, where we deal with our thoughts and our opinions. Next, we have our astral body. It's the subtle body in the realm of consciousness that connects the dimensions of matter and the dimensions of... Next, we have the etheric body, which is the realm of pure thought, sound, and aura. It's a spiritual copy. The etheric body is a spiritual copy of our body. Our celestial body is where visualization and intuition and clairvoyance ability reside. And then we have, lastly, our ketheric body, and it's where our soul's knowledge and our connectedness to God consciousness and our spiritual path lies. So it's kind of knowing where your soul is supposed to be in this journey, and once you're on it, you just know it's right. And all these, you know, your chakras and your bodies and make up your auras and the light that you're emitting to others. Musical harmonic also, I won't get into it very much, but it's, you know, that's why sound can really balance your chakras, because we're all vibrating and it can be very healing. And there's also seven planes. Just like we have seven bodies and seven chakras, we have the physical plane, that's our realities within our bodies. What we see in this world around us, it's dense in a heavy vibration of the body. Next, we have the astral plane, and this is a level of consciousness that connects matter and spirit. It's like our dream state of consciousness. It's crossed by the soul in the astral body. Next, we have the lower astral plane. It's very close to our physical world, but a little higher. And when we cross over, we hang out here for a while. And this is the lower astral plane, is when we see visions of our crossed over loved ones that appear to us. Next, we have the middle astral plane. And this is energy. It's merging with the divine or God consciousness. The I am learning is accomplished here. And then we have the higher astral plane. It's a peaceful plane, learning and spiritual lessons and evolving. You become more spiritual and in tune and advanced in the higher astral plane. Next, we have the Buddhic plane. It's pure consciousness is achieved, and you realize that you really are universally one here. And lastly is the Atmic plane. It's the highest plane. It's your transcends the physical world as we know it, and it's one with the universe and life. So that was just like a real quick overview of how our frequencies go from denser to higher as we go through increasing our intuition and transcending toward our soul's path. And I just want to pull an angel card for today to read to you, to know the angel that's surrounding yourself today and throughout this week. I just pulled the guardian angel of health. My attitude about myself are rich in love and acceptance. So write down 10 things that you really like about yourself, and, you know, thank God and thank your angels for helping you and being there for you. So it just kind of fits in with, you know, the angel card of health that I just pulled about self-acceptance and self-love and taking the time for you to meditate and increase your intuition and to be in tune with who you really are, your soul self. Now, I just want to close out with a meditation that I like to do, sitting with your feet flat. I breathe in peace and serenity. Exhale all your stress now. Feel the energy come up through your feet, through your legs, your hips, up your spine, through the top of your head, and then envision a white light coming through the top of your head, down your spine, through your legs, and into your feet. Feel the peace wash over you, and you're completely balanced and whole and ready for your day. And I just want to thank you for listening today and make it a great week. And give me a call if you have any questions. And I look forward to talking to you real soon. Thank you.